Hello and welcome to Penalty on the Podcast, or the weekly NFL predicting podcast. This week predicting Thursday night football for week 11 of the 2025 NFL season. Jets at the Patriots. Oh, won't this be fun? So the Jets are coming off a two-game win streak, which may seem good, but I mean, it just shows how incompetent their coach Aaron Glenn is. When he's supposed to be tanking, which is now, he wins games. And when he's supposed to win games, you know, at the beginning of the season, he sucks. It's really surprising they've kept him, considering they just liquidated their entire team, or anyone who was good at least, and they still didn't fire him, which makes no sense. And now he's actually taking them out of contention for the top pick with two straight wins, one with a gutsy fake to win by 1 point. I mean, come on, just tank already. I mean, to be fair, it's not the strongest draft class, but a first-round pick, the first overall pick always has trade value, too. So, no clue why they haven't got rid of this guy who, once you go 0-7 in your rebuilding team, just finish it out. There's no reason to win, especially when you're in the same league as the Tennessee Titans. It's like, now they're going to get the first, maybe not even the Jets. The Jets' really big injury here is Garrett Wilson. He's out. I mean, he's been out for a couple weeks, I think, with his knee. And then there are a couple injuries way less important. Now, the Patriots have a really interesting injury. Ramondre Stevenson. Now, that might seem, oh no, one of their starting players got hurt. That's bad, right? Well, wrong. Because for some reason, this guy has been taking carries away from Travion Henderson, a way more efficient rusher. I mean, Travion Henderson averages nearly 2 yards per carry more than Ramondre Stevenson, got the same number of touchdowns on fewer carries. Travion Henderson has fewer carries than Ramondre Stevenson, which puzzles me. So, really, I think that can clear a path for Travion Henderson to really establish himself as, like, he should be the starter. There should be no splitting carries here. So I think this could be good for New England because I do think they've underused Henderson. So ultimately, I mean, I think the Patriots are going to win. Thursday night football is always really surprising because none of the teams are prepared. But I mean, the Jets are the Jets. And I think there's just a base level where the Patriots this year cannot be worse than the Jets. And if the Jets win this one, by the way, they're by all means supposed to lose. Fire Aaron Glenn. They should be in tank mode right now, not win. They went 0-7, now they're 2-7, and don't have the first pick anymore, thanks to the Titans beating the Cardinals somehow. But, I mean, it's the Jets. The Jets are bad at everything. They're even bad at losing when they should. And, whatever, even if they got the first overall pick, they're the Jets. What are they going to do with it? They're going to pick up another really good quarterback and then mess him up like they did with Sam Darnold? Or, I mean, it's the Jets. They can be counted on to waste their picks. Anyway, I still think the Patriots are going to win. We've had a few stinkers on Thursday night, especially last week, 10-7. But I think Drake may put on some fireworks here. I think three passing touchdowns for Drake May, and I think it'll be a 28-7. You know, just a nice little blowout for the Patriots. Just put the Jets back in their place. I mean, they won two in a row. They should never be winning two in a row. Just put them back in their place. 28-7, Drake May, three passing touchdowns. Travion Henderson, a rushing touchdown, and I think he'll go over 100 yards. And so that's the prediction for Thursday Night Football week 11 of the 2025 NFL season. The full episode will drop later this week. I hope you've enjoyed this installment of Penalty on the Podcast, or you'll hear more of me next episode.